baby boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, stand yeah. up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And it was a powerful conversation so far, DJ Brother Z. It was a lot going on.
Are we back to our regular scheduled programming?
I think we back to our regular scheduled programming.
Probably owe like $800 in bills right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. We going to make up for it this hour, though. Can we make up for it, DJ Brother Z? Hey, but you know, sometimes when you got a community platform, and I'll tell you this, it's nothing more important than getting the community involved and getting the positive resource and information out to the community. So salute to everybody here at 101.7 The Truth as we do make sure that we do our part in making sure that you get it when we get it. And I think we got Flyer John. Flyer John is on the lines. Flyer John, how you doing, Flyer John?
Doing good. I hear pushing these flyers for this
As
play.
Usual. What you pushing flyers for, Flyer John?
For a play that's coming up.
What is it?
It's like a nice little play that everybody can go to.
What's the
nice
name of
play.
It?
I would say a person that got killed, and I will bury you. And it's coming up May the 24th at 7 o'clock on 76 and Good Hope.
76 and Good Hope. And what's the name of the play?
The name of the play.
Flyer John.
Frozen Tears.
I can't hear you. What's the name of the play?
Frozen Tears.
Frozen Tears. And what's the date? And what's the date?
The date on it, May the 24th, 7 p.m. on 76 and Good Hope.
All right.
It's the only thing I'm pushing. And I want people to know, if you still got flyers, still call Flyer John at 414-840-2599.
All right, Flyer John. Thank you for letting everybody know.
My phone is still open, and after I do this one, I'm going to be taking a vacation. I'm going to be ready to start on getting ready to be down at Juneteenth. Anybody got any flyers, please call me.
All right. Flyer John, once again, a lot of people, Flyer John was around before the internet. He was the one that they had handing out all the flyers. And a lot of people didn't know what was going on with Flyer John. It was people on the internet asking, where was Flyer John? Well, I told Flyer John, hey, come through. He came through and let everybody know where he was, how he was doing, and if he had, anything, he could call into the show. So salute to Flyer John, a Milwaukee promotional legend. Before TikTok. That was before TikTok. Before Facebook, you had a Flyer John, so... salute. I like when Flyer John stopped through. Also, we talked about at the top of the hour those three officers that just got acquitted. And, if y'all want to tap in, I want to open up the lines for those three Memphis police officers that got acquitted today for beating Tyree Nichols. If y'all got any reaction to that, why you don't see the outrage or any protests from this situation, I would love to know. We got some video of this. We got some video, if you're watching this rebroadcast live. Once again, three officers were found not guilty for the beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. We got video, if you're watching it as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Three former Memphis police officers in the fatal 2023 beating of Tyre Nichols, a case that sparked nationwide protests. Our chief justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, has more for us. Good morning, Pierre.
Robin, good morning. Today, the families of those police officers are breathing a sigh of relief. But the Nichols family is devastated, calling the verdict an injustice.
This morning, three of the five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols, acquitted by a state jury in a unanimous decision.
Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty.
The jury deliberating for 8.5 hours over 2 days. The defendants, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith, seen crying and hugging their attorneys and family after the verdict was read.
Was I surprised that there wasn't a single guilty verdict on any of the counts or any of the lesser included offenses, given the overwhelming evidence that I think that we presented? Yes, I was surprised. Do I have an explanation for it? No.
Oh, wow.
But the jury apparently bought the defense argument that the three former officers specifically did not deliver the kind of blows that would have killed Nichols,
what?
Whose beating was caught on their body cameras. Those three former officers still awaiting sentencing for federal charges they were convicted of last year. Nichols was 29 years old in 2023, mercilessly beaten by those five officers after he fled a traffic stop. During the pummeling, he called out for his mother. Two other officers pled guilty to state and federal charges for their role in his death.
Though the three officers were acquitted on the state charges, they faced decades in prison when sentenced under federal convictions.
Get them federal.
Later today, the family will hold a rally in Memphis.
Get them federal. Get them federal. I'm just saying. They can't. Hey, we watched the video. We saw the beating. Okay. It's public radio. You know what I mean? I can't do that. I can't say the things that's coming through my mind right now when I see situations like this and people high-fiving from a situation like this.
Go ahead, say it, Tori. I'll turn your mic off.
Well, you know, that's what I had to say about that.
I think they got your point.
Okay, good.
They can read your lips.
That's what I'm talking about. But it's just one of those things where, you know, the family, they devastated when they presented the evidence to, even the attorney said, even with the evidence presented, he's surprised that this is the outcome. And I always say, some of y'all got selective outrage. Y'all emotions and outrage is fake to me. It's fake. You know, it's like y'all just being steered. I believe most of y'all outrage is agendized. Like some of y'all got more outrage about Donald J. Trump than about this situation that took place just now. Y'all got more high blood pressure about Donald J. Trump. Trump derangement syndrome than what just took place in Memphis. And salute to the family. Salute to the family for, you know, continuing to fight. Hopefully the federal government, you know, the feds, they got a 90-some percent conviction rate. Hopefully that'll get them, because we watched the video, especially when you watch things on video, and I always try to relate. Now that we got body cam footage, I see that they are able to get around that in court. I'm seeing that now with the body. You know, I push for the body cam footage when it's in its early stages, around Ferguson, around Mike Brown. That's when they start pushing for officers to have a body cam on around the Mike Brown. And we pushed to get that established. And now we have the body cam footage. They watching it. I don't see how they getting around the body cam footage. But if y'all want to add to the conversation today, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or hop in the chat and holler back. B, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in. How you doing, B?
How you doing, man? I'm doing fairly well. I kind of feel you on this here. I'm disappointed in what they call justice. You and I both saw what happened.
Right.
And for those jurors to not find those officers guilty of not one single charge is a travesty, man. Is a travesty. And I'll say this. Yes, they have to go to the federal courts for sentencing. But this is no knock on you and what you were just saying about folks getting mad about Trump.
They got high blood pressure.
Shit. Listen, man, but don't be surprised if Trump turns around and pardons those guys.
Well, so I think I think that's a long way off because he didn't pardon a Chauvin from George Floyd.
Yeah, but they not charged federally. They sitting in state prison.
Right,
so
right. But
he ain't got a deal. He couldn't do that.
But that's all speculation because it was never a case that he was going to do it. He said he wasn't even planning on doing that. They just threw that out there. The liberals throw stuff out there that you got to do your homework on. There's a lot of fear mongering going on. And when you do your homework, you find out that it's just some of the networks that they put that message out there. And then you got to do a little bit digging. You got to do a little bit of digging before you start running with some of this stuff on both sides.
And that's absolutely true, you know. And so, but I just hope that they get what they got coming from the feds. And that's
I
all
agree.
I got to say. Have a great day.
I agree, B. I agree with you. Like I said, first of all, I always tell people when black folks in court, they want all of us, first of all. The court system ain't got no fair outcomes for a lot of us when we talk about black. So when the brothers in the court system, either they working for the system, only brothers I see that get the advantages that they serve in the system. Now, when they go against the system, that's when they throw them in the trash. But if they serve in the system, you know, they might get some strings pulled a little bit. You know, they helping us out. Get them off. They helping us out. That's the only people I see get a leverage. It's people that's helping the system, and then they might get some help. But if you ain't helping the system and you ain't part of the system, you may not get the help. They might go and throw you in the trash. And if you go against the system, if you was helping the system and you tried to buck the system, they going to throw you in the trash. Charles, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
So, Tori, first I want to say I've been listening to your show, and you're doing good work in the community, and I appreciate that.
Powerful.
But when it comes to these police shootings that happening all over the country, and they've been happening since the beginning of policing in America,
the patty rollers.
What people need to understand is that is what the police are in America for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Americans, white Americans that live in the suburbs or they live in the inner city, when they see young black men, they feel threatened. And they want the police to eliminate these black men and at the very least intimidate these black men.
Mm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're committing a crime. Now, they definitely want it done for the ones that are committing crimes.
Right.
But they also want it done for the ones that they just feel like are ruffling their feathers and making them feel
uncomfortable
in their neighborhood. Yes. You know, every time a white person pull up to a light and they see a young black man the highest decibel level that he can, or a decibel level that he feels comfortable, but they don't feel comfortable. They wish there was somebody there to eliminate or intimidate that black person. So when you trial setting as a jury member, they are trying to punish these people, and they're going to support the police officers that are doing what they want them to do, which is intimidate them in a way that they don't feel like they could personally do.
And you got to go back to the roots of policing. I understand what you're saying, Charles. I understand what you're saying, because whatever the root is, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Eastside Corey.
Hey.
How you doing, Eastside?
Tori Lowe Show.
How you doing, Eastside Corey?
Tori Lowe.
What's happening?
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hey, loud and clear.
I want to congratulate you on all your awards and accolades.
Thank you, brother. Very much deserved, sir. Thank you. I appreciate
it. And I'm very proud of you and the work that you do, and Sister Girl and your whole crew. Now, this show right here has been spectacular. Thank you for having Neil on. That was fantastic. That was, wow, rabbit hole time. hey. I had a million questions for him, but the deal is, okay, what's going on down south is just an extension of slavery. During slavery time, you had the owner, you had the boss, that's the white man, and then you had overseers. They were usually poor whites or blacks who were keeping the slaves in line. Those were the people with the whip. And if you used to try to escape, they're the ones coming after you, and when they catch you, they're going to cut your foot off so you don't run again. That's what that is.
That's a part of the Democratic history that they don't want you to know about.
Hello. That's only 100 years ago. This is a new kind of lynching, you know?
The Democratic system.
The blacks have to kill the blacks, okay? On camera. I think they're throwing some extra punches to show how manly they are. The man is dead. That boy is dead calling for his mama. How you gonna walk away from that? I mean, come on.
And when you can see it, everybody can see what happened on the video. And it's just like the Rodney King. It's just like the Rodney King. They saw somebody video recorded it. Everybody knew it was wrong. And then they walked away.
But he didn't die. He wasn't dead. This man is dead. This boy is never coming back. Innocent. Beat him to death. Just people just can't even register. Imagine somebody just walking up to you and punching you in the stomach. How much that would hurt if you weren't ready for it. Okay, 5 men sitting on your body and the rest of them just kicking you and stomping your face to death. Why are you calling for your mama?
Calling for
and they black.
Right. Hey, like I said, it's one of those things where, like Ice Cube said, black police showing out for the white cop. Because there was a white cop involved in this. Hey. But look, let's have some, let's do a grouper giveaway.
One call, that's all.
Now it's your chance to be our one call, that's all. Gruber 5K giveaway entry for today. Yes, you'll be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win $5,000 right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Again, the number is 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Salute to Marquise. You'll be entered in to win our Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Hey, look, we've been talking about what was going on in Memphis, and a lot of people been hitting me up, Tori, you know, where the outrage at. I say, hey, you know, hey, the selective outrage out here in these streets. But we got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in. I know that ain't who I think it is.
Hey, Tori, how you doing today?
Hey, Neil deGrasse Tyson said that you be doing a lot of YouTube window shopping with your questions.
You know what, Tori? I hope I'm wrong about that, but I'm telling you, I looked it up yesterday several times, and I hope they're wrong, because I would like to think that with everything that's gone on in my life, even being a good guy, even being a mensch, I would rather just know that I drop dead, and that's it. There's not a possibility of living in hell suffering with all the.
You're trying to avoid going to hell.
Right. Of course I am. Like everybody should. But Tori, you know, with the heat, my hair like this, it'd be all frizzy and stuff. Oh, you know, wow. I get ashy, right? Ashy.
Mm.
And, but it was nice that you had him on. He was a good guest.
Right. Pow.
But Tori, yeah, he was. So, Tori, I want to hit on something that Charles, he called in a couple of calls ago. And the idea that white people sit around and say, we need somebody to deal with these young Negroes. It's really...
Hold on. You got to realize there's a past to that. So don't do all of that. You got to realize was Jim Crow laws, black codes, redlining. Okay, somebody had to sit back in the room and sound like just how you sounded. How do we get these Negroes, you know?
Hey, Tori, you can't make that voice. You can't. I can. Brother Z can't.
Go right ahead.
But Tori, I just saw a conservative black podcaster the other day. I don't know his name. But let me just say this. Let me say what I have to say. And he's like, if you think white people sit around thinking about what you're doing, you're just absolutely wrong. And like I said on your show a week ago, man, I'm painting a place. I'm wondering if it's going to take me 2 days or 3 days, if I'm going to have time to work out this week or clean out my truck. I'm not thinking about what young black males are going to do. But if I was, there has to be something said. And you and I both know this. We've talked about it before. You've talked about it on the show. It seems like something only blacks get to talk about, but white people don't have to or don't get to have an opinion on it.
Because according to history, you see, you can't erase our history. This is where y'all mess up. Hold on. This is where y'all really mess up as white people or people that are not black. Y'all want to remember 9/11. Y'all want to remember the Holocaust. But forget about slavery. Get over it. See, that's what y'all do. And y'all come with these wild explanations, and then y'all don't want to take accountability for the way that blacks have been treated. And if you should first start off apologizing for what took place and then add your opinion, because at the end of the day, that is a part of American history, and we just not going to forget about it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me rebut that. So we are like 10 or 12 generations away from Anthony.
No, you can't do that, because then why are we remembering everything else? Why don't you say that about everything else?
I'm saying
that is not the conversation that people talk about when they talk about 9/11. You don't hear that and say that was years ago. Get over it. Don't think about that. You don't hear Jewish people talking about the Holocaust. Oh, that was years ago. Get over it. You never hear that conversation until something going on with black people, and we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, Eddie.
Again.
Okay.
Again, you're making an assumption.
No, we're not making an assumption. All I'm saying is I don't mind you throwing in an opinion about what you feel or your perception of what needs to be, but when you start going back and saying that there's no validity in why people feel that way, I have to say something.
I'm not sure if that's exactly what I did, but let me repeat what you had said. Tori, can I talk? Let me get a word in.
Not if you're going to say something like that.
Tori, the show's the truth, right?
Yeah,
I'm bringing the
truth. I'm trying to tell you,
Caucasian, Eddie,
you don't say that
on your show.
You would never come on here and tell the Jewish or the other cultures that they should forget about what took place, and they shouldn't remember that and have an opinion moving forward about what happened in the past and moving forward. You would never do that.
Well, now hold on a second. You're half right. Okay.
No, I listen to you talk all the time.
Tori, am I welcome to talk?
Yeah, but
can I rebuke this? Okay, you let me, Tori.
Stay
on
track.
You're an honest man. I'm Tori Lowe. I'm fair.
Stay on track, Eddie.
Eddie gets okay, ready? Here's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm answering something that you had said. I think that if I have a Jewish friend and the Holocaust is 10 or 12 generations out, I'm saying, hey, man, it's been a while. Come on. Right. And I even have Jewish friends who, you know, even though the Holocaust was 80 years ago, they're like, well, we're kind of over it. All right. Now, that doesn't mean you should be over it because they are. Some people are better than others. But
they got reparations for that. They got earmarked monies for that. They were able to get repair for that. Okay. So, okay.
Okay.
I'm talking.
So what's the dollar amount? Okay, let's go with that.
It's up to America.
What's the check? What's the check that America can write to the black community that would end this argument, Tori? Or is it that it's an argument that you never want to end because it's a Trump card? It's a get out of jail free card.
No.
For every
it
kind
never
of
got me
action
out of jail.
Of malfeasance.
Hold on, it never got me out of jail. And when you talk about get out of jail free cards, you show me a black person with a get out of jail free card that's a regular black person that's not serving Western culture, and I'll tell you, okay, it don't exist.
Tori, the get out of jail free card.
Is nobody gonna get out of jail for what happened in our past?
I'm not talking about literally a jail. I'm saying that if there's an argument and race is brought up in the argument, the get out of jail free card is 400 years of slavery. I mean,
I'll say this. Y'all not going, if y'all don't tell them folks at 9/11 to get over it, then don't tell us to get over it. I know that we got 9/11 every year, and we're going to remember.
20 years ago.
Okay, so they say remember,
20
remember,
years ago.
Remember. Okay, so I'm telling my folks, if we got issues, we're going to always remember what happened so it don't repeat itself.
Okay, before I go, two quick things. White people are not always waking up every day, all the time, without exception, trying to figure out how to keep black people down or harm black people. We want the opposite.
Unless the people that control the banks that's redlining and we don't get the loans and stuff like that. Or the people that's actually got power. Hold on. You got to look at history. Now, you telling me that redlining ain't a thing? You telling me that banks are not giving out loans to people in the black community ain't a thing? You telling me
I would say two things.
Black houses are being lower appraised ain't a thing?
Tori,
okay.
What I'm saying to you is it's not what it used to be. Number two is, as far as the banking and the loans, you can call Tel Aviv or Manhattan for that. I'm a house spinner. I got nothing to do with that. Now, the last thing I want to bring up is, does Brother Z have two complimentary tickets for me to see Neil?
They zapped him.
Nope, I don't have tickets for you, Eddie.
Eddie, oh, wow. We got to go to Black Conscious. Black Conscious, you on the new 101.7 The Truth, Tap In.
Bring him an Alamo.
How you doing, Black Conscious?
Man, I'm so glad y'all cut that nonsense off. And, yeah, brother, I had a problem with that whole situation back when it first happened because Black Lives Matter didn't come and make no noise about that. So why are you even surprised that ain't no noise been made about it now? And that's another reason why I had it. All them deaths was happening with the cops and this and that. But I had children dying in my Chicago, and not an eyebrow, not a march, not a stop the madness or nothing. We have to do better, people. But don't be surprised, Tori, that ain't no uprising about that. Because when it comes to us hurting ourselves, it's just another ninja dead.
Mm.
Regardless of he's innocent or not, which he was. And the other thing about it, Tori, the one of the cops, that was his ex-girlfriend dude was messing with.
What?
Let's not forget that. Yeah, brother, go back and search that. The one of it came out that he was dealing with his girl and he wanted to, so, and they weren't even together. So we got to do better, people. We got to do better. Now, I don't know what's going to become of these brothers with this other federal case that's going against them, but I don't think nothing's going to happen. And it's shame on the people who, the jury, who saw that and ignored all of that excessiveness to give those the verdict that they received. This is crazy. But what do you expect? We live in America. Eddie, live righteous, Milwaukee.
Hey, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We set the trends. Trends. Bringing it in.
Bringing in cash.
I'ma have to call my account to make sure the came in. It's just me and my gang.
Gang.
We don't do friends. What do you say? You want smoke?
Smoke.
We gon' spin. Spin again.
You already know I'm going to talk about our friends over at Cousin Subs. I've been waiting for this one. Two Wisconsin icons are teaming up for a reworked classic. Cousin Subs and Usinger's are proud to introduce the all-new fried bologna sub featuring Usinger's fried bologna bacon, American cheese, onions, pickles, mayo, and mustard on a fresh-baked Italian bread. And that's not all. Pair your fried bologna with a creamy cupcake shake topped with whipped cream and rainbow sprinkles. Now, that's a better combination. Order both in-store, online, or via the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Joining me on the lines is advocate, author, Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Thursday.
Hey, look, today was a busy, busy day on the show. Busy,
absolutely,
busy day. A lot of people was coming through, a lot of things about NPS. I want to talk about that. NPS got a lot going on right now. Over 100 staff will have to reapply for their jobs under the restructuring plan from NPS superintendent. What do you think about that?
Hey, I think she deserves an applause, okay? You know, I'm having to, because, again, I still think, you know, she was shaky, her past failures, not doing her paperwork and all of that. But I think anytime there's new management or ownership, then if you not coming in, making people, because, again, we know NPS is backwards all the way. We know that it was top-heavy administratively. We know that the administrative jobs was filled and the teacher jobs wasn't, you know. So I think, you know, it's powerful that she is shaking things up and making people reapply, because a lot of folks then got comfortable doing nothing. And getting paid top dollar. Now, I do have an issue with them still being able to get whatever salary they was getting if they go into, you know, another role for a whole year. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely against that. However, the reality is that when you under new management, you're supposed to bring a new script and turn the page, truly turn the page, remove all of the older individuals that is a part of the failure of NPS to change minds and also make them reapply to remember when you got the job that you had to do. Because we know that over, you know, over the years, NPS, the paperwork, balls being dropped, that's failure that starts from the top and seeps all the way down to the bottom. So I think it's a good shakeup. Nothing like having individuals worried or having to put their best foot forward to keep the jobs that they have, which is, you know, proving that they're about our community and our children. And I see anything that the teachers union is against, I'm with, you know. So they upset now because she's chose to go the route that she's supposed to go, which is making sure everybody who is in these roles are efficient in doing their damn job.
Right.
So I'm with this.
Hey, like I said, I you know, I have my eyebrow raised, but this is a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
When you come in, I like when it's messed up, you got to shake it up. Well, if it's wrong and smooth, you ain't got to do too much. But when it's messed up, you got to shake it up.
And NPS been a mess. So the shakeup, I think, is needed. Again, the reality check for all of those who were, again, in administration, because there was a lot of balls dropped over decades, and I think it's moving in the right direction. So salute to her for that.
Also, when we talk about what's going on in Memphis, Tyre Nichols, the three officers that were found not guilty, and, you Come know, on. When we talk about these things and we see that, okay, you don't see the outrage, and I'll say this, many times the fake outrage is real because many times they don't see this situation as something that they can use to push their agenda. So it's crickets.
Absolutely. And I think, like I said yesterday, you know, I think it's a pivotal time where you have a lot of black folks. We're not showing up, you know, marching and doing a lot of things. When we get quiet, individuals should get worried because I think people are starting to, you know, see the system for what it is. And the reality of that it shouldn't even have to go to a federal level after seeing the video footage. Again, when we rallied for them to have body cam and for them to have them on, in 2025, we still have individuals that don't turn their camera on, who not being put on the Brady list. We still have, even when their camera's on, acquittals, you know what I'm saying? After it went
They gonna before, find a way around.
You know, come on, like, at the end of the day, like I said, individuals should really be worried because a lot of people, a lot of black folks are quiet. And when we get quiet, it's truly because we see that there is no justice in this system for us. And that's problematic because then that leads us, you know, to think of other ways to handle certain things. There's no more sitting and waiting on a individual's day in court because we know that the court system, the way that is set up, we've been begging for the longest.
Look what happened to Joel Acevedo.
Hey, with no resolve, King. So the reality of that is, like I said, you know, when we get quiet, individuals need to be worried because the reality is now the wheels in our minds is turning. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I hope that's the case. I think that it wasn't no funding because a lot of these protests is paid for. And when I tell folks paid protesting is real, half of the time when you don't see black people out there, to me, from what I know, that means they ain't circulating no checks in our neighborhood.
And like I said, you know, I believe that that's part of it. But I've also, like I said, when, you know, people were up in arms and thinking, you know, individuals out there that who was walking to protest Trump, a lot of black, we're not really saying anything, you know, at this point. And like I said, you know, when it's crickets, I'm seeing, you know, in the online streets, we see a lot of things,
right?
That's transpiring. However, I think it's more action based that's going around certain things, and I think certain ideas, even funded or not funded, right now we're in a pivotal time because, again,
Kamala Harris spent up all the protest money.
She didn't give none to, you know what I'm saying, the black community. So
billions
at the end
of
the day,
went
hey, she gave it to the billionaires and the millionaires. You know what I'm saying? She gave money to the people that already had money.
So
the reality of that is, though, I think it's a pivotal time. And those individuals that's that just got acquitted by the all-white jury.
That's wild.
I hope the fans.
You telling me Memphis
on,
ain't
man.
Got no man? I don't know. You know, that's wild. To
we
me.
Know the trickery,
right? With the video evidence that we see with this case, it's no way possible. No matter what color or race you from, when you watch that video, you've seen that these officers were in the wrong. It's all there. Now, this is what get dangerous. If they could trick you from not seeing what you saw, that's a cold. Them some cold folks.
But I don't even think it's any trickery. You know, if you in these online social media streets,
the rabbit hole streets.
It was an all-white jury, and it's the same jury. You know what I'm saying? When it's an all-white jury, they don't see nothing outside of Tyree being, you know, a criminal.
Mm.
However, these are police officers, you know what I'm saying, and they got their blinders on, you know. We're seeing it all across social media when it comes to the Carmelo Anthony situation, when it came to, you know, the Kyle Rittenhouse, how certain people see, they'll never see anything outside of their racism. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's just a pivotal time, and people just need to pay attention, because I think we done had enough examples of the failure of this so-called system, and even me and you being inside and outside, like with the Theodore Edgecombe, how the judge handled certain things, how they were moving, how the directions
finessing the system.
Come on, man. Come on. It's all janky. You know what I'm saying? Kangaroo court. It's all janky. You know, from the instructions that's given by the judge, what charges is on there, and how one word flips in what's on the instructions will get somebody off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, the trickery is real. However, the main idea is we've been crying for justice and waiting on court dates and then turning out, again, disappointed time and time again. At what point do we say enough is enough?
Mm. Well, we got to run the break. When I come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Queen. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation is big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast, so let's go. Have you ever wanted to become a Girl Scout? Sign up for their extended year membership today. Girls can join for just $98. Adults for only $42. Take advantage of their extended year membership by June 30th. And girls starting kindergarten and first grade in 2025 will receive 3 fun skill-building activity books for the whole family and more. So come explore the outdoors. Meet forever friends. Make a difference in your community as a Girl Scout. It's a special big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. To become a Girl Scout this year, go to gswise.org and join today. That's gswise.org and join today. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, powerful as always. And again, you know, it's always comedic when Eddie call in, you know. And I just so happen to like Eddie. Eddie's so diabolical that, you know, he's saying, like, you know, white folks not sitting talking about black folks, but he calling into an all-black radio show. How diabolical is that? Like, it's the contradictory for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're calling in to an all-black radio show, but you ain't talking about black folks. Like, come on, Eddie. Stop playing. But, again, powerful show, as always, King. Looking forward to what the next episode gonna be. Powerful.
Hey.
So, salute.
So, just chill to the next episode, Queen.
That part.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Well, look, I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual. And we just got a lot of work to do, and I appreciate that.
We do.
That you here
on
the front lines, Queen.
All right. I'm here for it. Let's get it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tory Lowe from What the Folk. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right. Friday tomorrow. Hey, we got one more day left in this week. It's going to be another powerful conversation. So I'm going to need y'all to join me tomorrow. And we got a guest joining me on the show tomorrow. I'm going to need y'all to tap in. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. Salute to everybody in the chat. I love you. I love you, Truth Nation. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.